Advocates of a new baseball stadium say Carl Pohlad's willingness to sell the Twins to a group led by Taylor and Negley will help the ballpark plan gain approval from St. Paul voters next month and from state legislators next spring. But critics of public financing for a stadium say the agreement accomplishes little. St. Paul attorney Tom Montgomery founded the group Fiscal Accountability for New Stadiums.
I don't see anything that's really changed. We substituted one billionaire for some new billionaires. They still want us to build them a stadium.
Pohlad has long argued that given the rising cost of fielding a Major League Baseball team, the economic viability of the Twins depends upon their gaining a new stadium equipped with money-making opportunities that do not exist at the Metrodome in Minneapolis. St. Paul residents will vote November 2nd on whether to raise the city sales tax 0.5% to pay a third of the cost of a $325 million ballpark that would contain luxury seating, restaurants, and other profitable amenities. If voters approve, the crusade would go to the state capitol, where legislators would be asked to authorize St. Paul's tax increase and allocate more than $100 million in state funds. State Senator John Marty, a persistent critic of public subsidies for pro sports, says a stadium bill in 2000 would fare no better than a 1997 funding request, which was rejected amid vehement public opposition.
Certainly, Glenn Taylor is a former senator. He's a former Senate minority leader for a number of years, and he's got lots of good contacts at the Capitol, but I don't see that changing the public opinion that kept this thing from happening several years ago. I think the public is still just as angry about it, regardless of who the owner is.
Stadium backers think Pohlad's readiness to step aside strengthens the case for a publicly funded ballpark. Some say Pohlad alienated many Minnesotans during the 1997 stadium campaign when he indicated he had a deal to sell the Twins to North Carolina businessman Don Beaver, who would move the team east. The deal proved to be non-binding and the sale never occurred. Pohlad also offered to invest more than $100 million in a proposed Minneapolis stadium, but later characterized that investment as a loan to the state. If the St. Paul referendum fails, or if the stadium effort collapses next spring, Carl Pohlad will continue to own the Twins, but he treated his press conference at the Metrodome as an emotional farewell, reminiscing about the joys of owning the baseball team and of their two world championships.
Two of the greatest thrills of my life, and I'm sure everybody else's, is that final game, the final out of the two World Series game. There will never be another moment in my life that will compare to that.
Pohlad refused to entertain the thought of the stadium effort failing and his retaining the team. Team president Jerry Bell, who helped negotiate the terms of the sale to Taylor and Negley, says the talks never included the possibility of the stadium proposal dying.
We could only focus on this thing being done. But only we eliminated that possibility right away, because then you start playing the what-if game. And you can't negotiate a deal when you're doing that. You have to be focused 100% that this is going to pass.
If St. Paul does approve the referendum and the issue heads to the Capitol, there's very little chance lawmakers would resolve things before the 2000 baseball season begins. Bell says both sets of owners would jointly run the Twins during the winter and spring in what he termed a dual stewardship arrangement. He says Pohlad and the Taylor-Negley group would agree on how to run the team before the start of spring training. I'm William Wilcoxon, Minnesota Public Radio.